a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
Attention.
Government
is an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Facts, Jones, Jones, Jones.
And now for something completely different.
Greetings and salutations, my fellow militia people, patriots, lovers of liberty. We have a situation forming in California right now. If you're in the chat room, I put up a link. I'll put it up again right now if you came in late and you can't see it. We have several confirmed reports. The folks at Liberty Tree Radio have confirmed it, and multiple emails and photos have confirmed that UN troops have been deployed off of U.S. naval and Soviet ships in San Diego. I just put a link up. The link is... I got links from everywhere, but this one is the most comprehensive. It's HTTP, the two little dots, /// theintelhub.com. Just go to theintelhub.com, and you will see all this stuff going on. Let me do it again. I'll keep putting it up. There are photographs. I've been on different forums, and this thing is just going crazy. Here's an email that I got. Recent numerous reports have been circulated in various websites and blogs about two seemingly major unusual events that took place in the U.S. here in the last few hours. The first event involved extremely large and unusual numbers of National Guard units in various states being called up for drills and exercises potentially for upcoming deployments. Many have speculated that these are unusual call-ups because of the sheer number being engaged and so-called secrecy behind them. Now, we know, of course, Obongo called for 1,500 National Guard on the border. These Russian troops coming out of San Diego, there's a couple options for them. We'll discuss that later. But I don't think they're going to put Russian troops on our border. That would infuriate not just the militia groups, but even the sheeple out there. Now, many people have commented that they are simply being activated in preparation for deployments to Iraq this summer, but one confirmed report involved the Minnesota, you got that, Minnesota 1st Brigade Combat Team that marks the largest deployment of Minnesota military forces since World War II. So those of you in Minnesota, the National Guard are being rallied and they're being mustered. This alone is highly suspicious. The more disturbing intel that has hit the wire in the past couple of days, and I've just been on the phone all day working this one, is the report of large numbers of foreign troops arriving at the large naval base in San Diego, California. Now, this first popped up about May 19th. I didn't want to talk about it because I thought it was just so much flubbub. I don't like to spread things until we know what's going on. Now, those of you that listen to Liberty Tree Radio, there's been reports on there about it. And so if Mark Kornke's believes the intel that we're receiving, it's good enough for me. Let's see. Now, U.S. naval vessels were spotted unloading extremely large numbers of U.N. and Russian troops and equipment. They disembarked the vessels as it was still light and in plain sight, mostly Russian troops. Up until recently, this was not confirmed. That's why I didn't share it with you, but merely rumor of a report from an undisclosed military source. Now, if you go to the intelhub.com, you can read more of the stuff. Now, there's actually confirmation on the ground from militias in that area. The arrival of these troops obviously confirmed this earlier rumor, otherwise they would not be here at this particular time. Although there doesn't appear to be any immediate threat, this highly unusual event does cause extreme alarm and should have us all on our toes looking for signs that something is going to happen and happen soon. We talk about this on the show all the time. There aren't enough police or military in the U.S. to confine us all, to stop us all, to stop rioting. They're bringing in U.N. troops. Now, the other side of it is, just for those of you that don't know, 29 Palms Marine Base is down there. They could be doing they'll do it under the cover of joint training. Fort Irwin, which is an army base, which is the desert training desert warfare training center. Now, they've had small units of Russians out there before. I've seen it myself. And as we know, over the past few months, they've been allowing their heavy armor off the property and to pretend to be doing securing of bridges and stuff on freeways in that area. So they may be sitting there. Now, I need to urge everyone to stay alert, check your gear, get your head on straight, and if you know anyone in San Diego, I mean, these guys, if they're being stationed in San Diego, the Russians are going to show up to the convenience stores, the Russians are going to show up to bars. If they're holding them there at the San Diego Naval Base, we need to know about it. We need numbers. We need to know what they're wearing when they're going off base. And if we can strike up conversations with them, welcome them to America. We need all the intel we can get. But we want solid and confirmed intel. Bring your cell phones, take pictures of these guys, buy them drinks, and say, hey, I want to take a picture of you. We want confirmation to the thickest level on this. I don't want this to turn out, oh, look, the militia movement went wacko because a couple of Russian guys showed up. We need to know what they're here for. We need to know numbers. And I'm going to keep putting that link up for when new people come in. If somebody else wants to cut and paste it and do that for us, or Lou could do that, we're going to keep talking about it. Let's see. What else do I got here? Okay, here's a report coming in. As of just a few hours ago, no, this isn't a few hours ago, this is an old one. They heard rumbling of big ships and went to see what was going on. The Navy vessels were spotted unloading many UN and Russian troops. That's another email. Okay. Now, Napolitano did recently request brigades to help quell civil unrest from Russia. This is the report on the briefing given to the political and military leaders of the Russian command. This is on January 28, 2010, by a retired flag officer of the U.S. Army in reference to Lieutenant General Stephen Blum, deputy commander of, here it comes again, NORTHCOM's request for 3 to 4 brigades of Russian troops pursuant to an agreement between the U.S. and Russians. And it could be happening, folks. I can't put my finger on it. I can't give it the official Dutch Jones stamp of approval, but this is freaky, folks. It's really freaky. So we need, if you know anybody in San Diego, I hope you're calling them right now. We haven't got any photos in yet. If anyone is listening to, because, well, in fact, let me turn it on.
In previous years, boys...
Okay, our intel report isn't running yet. We still have Phyllis Schlafly up. Let's see, talking here. I'm getting emails from people saying it's a big lie and all that kind of stuff. I'm getting lots of stuff from people here, but we definitely need to be following this. Did you get me any water, Lou? Thanks. Thanks for remembering to get me water. Oh, just go ahead and get some water. I'm dry mouth from talking so much. Let me get back into the room here. How many troops are in a brigade? Well, let's see. There's 4 to 5 platoons in a company, and then there's probably 4 to 10 companies I should memorize this stuff. It's big. Let's see. DJ, more intel. A person at work showed me pics on his cell phone of a very large choppers doing exercises in the parks in San Francisco. That's from Rocky Hill Ranger. See, we're seeing more of this, guys. I've told you, they can't confine us with the 1.2 to 1. Let's say $2 million people in uniform that they have in the U.S. They just can't do it. Now, I didn't want to talk about this the last 3 days because there was no confirmation, but since the intel report sees fit to do it, and then the people... I'm trying to call our San Diego contact, and I lost his number, I have to be honest with you. Here's a teachable moment. Instead of putting it in a phone, I should have had it on a wall. Written down, or let Lou memorize it. It's in my phone somewhere, but I didn't save it because I don't like to save stuff in my phone in case the phone gets captured. How's the chicken, Lou?
Good.
Is it good? Yeah, thanks. Oh, man, my blood pressure's up. My adrenaline's flowing. We've got a Bible study tonight after the show, but as soon as I get done with that, I'm going to come back here and I think I'm going to get our bug-out bags. This is Murphy's Law, folks. My bug-out vehicle is down because it blew a brake line, and it's at a neighbor's house, and we have to get the brake line. We didn't have any money. I got a couple rifles that are disassembled right now. See what I'm talking about? Never write anything down. Hee-hee, memorize, destroy, and burn. Yeah, eat the phone numbers. It's Murphy's Law, folks. Murphy's Law of Warfare. Now, this may turn out to be nothing, but everything is something to a small degree. Everything is something to a small degree. So even if they're just sending a huge number of Russian troops to Fort Irwin to do some kind of joint task force training, that in itself to me is unacceptable. Why are we training foreign troops in our country? So there's that going on. Let me see what else I got here. It's kind of weird. This Intel thing went in. Let me go back. I think that's... Okay, as I scroll through all my email here. They seem to all be telling the same stuff. Everybody that's emailing me at DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com is saying the same stuff. So they're all getting their intel either from on the ground or from the same source. Latest news. Nothing new here. I'm not surprised by this at all. I knew that the day would come when this may be a false alarm. It may just be a training incident. But they're still here. If something happens now, what are those Russian troops, all their equipment, going to be used for? What's the armor for? What's the APCs for? Why are they here? And I can't whip out a crystal ball and say this is what they're going to do. But I know what we're going to do if they're here to do us harm or to aid in tyranny. And hopefully the listeners of this show have that same attitude. I don't like the thought of foreign troops on my soil. I don't even like the thought of our police departments being turned into Gestapo squads and our SWAT teams being assassin teams. And now they're bringing Russians in here? It's a slap in the face to every founding father there is. What do you get up on the screen that you're smiling about? I'm not, let's see, I'm going to hit play to see what happens. Oh, that's a scary, it's Aurora Borealis.
What?
Oh, the picture you have up, that's Aurora Borealis.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Northern Lights.
I guess.
Boy, I got to train you. There's just so much I got to expose you to. Make up for so much lost time. Okay. Yeah, give more intel, Rocky Hill. Anything that you've got, post it, and then make sure you post the source for it. If it's word of mouth or someone you know, then we'll treat it as such. But if you've got links or something, and that's the rule for anyone. If you want to send me intel, something's going on, some sit rep, try to get pictures, try to get links, confirm it with someone else, you know, those types of things. That's why I held off. I knew about this Russian thing 2 days ago. But that was just one email from somebody who said, hey, check this out. And I didn't have the ability or the time. Okay, Intel's report is running up on 93.3. I'm almost at a loss for words. That doesn't happen much to Dutch Jones, you know? I came into this program wanting to talk about all kinds of other stuff. You know, the border, the troops, the idiocy of Obongo. You know, just keeping up with it. And then, you know, I get this confirmed report. Boom, bang. Oh, I get an email here from... Minnesota Patriot. Hey, cool. I see that. I'll read that when I get a break here. See who else has emailed me. The usual. But I was going to talk about teacher who put up "In God We Trust" in his classroom, and they're threatening to fire him. I was going to talk about, you know, long storage food, all that kind of stuff. But then, bam, we get confirmation that foreign troops are on our soil. And they're doing it in broad daylight. What else does that tell you? What does that tell you that they're coming out in broad daylight? It tells you they don't care. They no longer worry about hiding things. They don't. They're just going to do it in broad daylight. They've given us the notice, just like
Lindsay Williams.
Lindsay Williams said they gave us notice back in January when that dike, the head of Homeland Security, requested it. It was public knowledge back then. I remember going, "Wow, that'll never happen," and it is happening. I've seen when I was in the Army, we had Germans. I think one time we did have some Russians come to our post, but I'm talking like, you know, 5-6 guys came over to observe stuff, that kind of thing. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see, what does she got? Oh, she said, okay, here, take my phone. I was going to talk about the issue at a community center where senior citizens wanted to pray over their food or have a prayer meeting, and they weren't going to let them do it. All these things lead up to a point, and the point of it is that it's the spear point. The spear point of tyranny, and they're going to use it to... Run. Whoa, dude! Plug it back in, please. That when you do that, it's loud and obnoxious. Why do you always do that?
My foot.
Yeah, well, you got an excuse for everything, Lee. Why do you do it every show? Got some serious stuff here, and you're messing with the wires. Don't do that. There's signs that the Lord gives us to tell us that, hey, you're on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing. Or He gives a sign, stop what you're doing and turn around. I think this is a sign that we're doing the right thing and that our preparations are not in vain. Okay, let's see here. A good source told me that when cops are doing a raid, the military will assist them in choppers. If the cops start to lose the fight, the choppers will go in and shoot. Fresno Air National Guard is already being used for this several times, already on pot raids in the mountains. Now, that I can confirm, Rocky Hill Ranger. We have seen military helicopters, because we'll see the marijuana's task force, you know, whatever they, I don't know what they call themselves, these bunch of wannabe bat fags. They go up the hill in a deuce and a half and a bunch of cars, and then there'll be Blackhawks following them up. Rocky Hill Ranger says martial law has already been here. We've been under martial law since 1861, people. We've been under martial law since 1861 when the federal government invaded the South. We've been under an occupational government. They've been complacent in their, you know, their boot has been softly put upon our necks. But now they're bringing in Russians. Now they're militarizing our police forces. They're pouring billions of dollars into local law enforcement. So they will purchase their, what's the word I'm looking for, allegiance. I heard that first person when I ask questions of our county sheriff. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And he says, I have to protect my budget. I get a ton of money from the federal government, and I can't turn on them. Our county sheriffs are either whores for the federal government, excuse my language, but that's what they are, or they are defenders of the Constitution. You can't have it either anyway. They're either feeding at the trough of the federal government, like the pigs that they are, or they're standing up to them. Now, I can tell you, I bet the sheriff in San Diego County is probably going, hey, how can we make money off these Russian troops coming in? Oh, this is going to be a boon for the economy, all those rubles coming in. No. We need to know movements. We need to know where they end up. I'm telling you, they're going to Fort Irwin or 29 Palms out in the Morongo Basin. I've been to both of those places, and I've seen a lot of weird stuff out there. So anyone listening in San Diego or in anywhere out in Southern California, take cameras with you now. Do not go anywhere without a camera. We need visual proof. Your security and your safety is paramount. Don't be stupid. But if you're one of those guys like I am, and you can just walk up and look stupid and go, hey, that's a pretty neat armored vehicle you got there. What's your name? And the guy goes, my name is Ivan. Whoa, you sound like you're Italian or something. Where are you from? That's how you do it. Get in there and get the intel for us if you feel you can do it. If not, stay back and take pictures. Don't let them see you taking pictures, or you're going to end up on YouTube with your face all busted in, and we're going to go, oh, look what that guy did. And there's nothing we, or you may even worse, be scooped up, and we'll never hear from you again. Minnesota Patriot says, man, I'm worried. I have only been recently awakened. No preparations. Well, jump on it now, brother or sister. I don't know if you're a guy or a girl. Odds are most Patriots are men. I mean, we've got a good share of women in here, and I appreciate that. But if you got money in your pocket, fill your car up full of gas, get your ammo together, get some long storage food. Do whatever you have to do to even survive an extra week. If that's all you have, that's all the Lord asks of you, is that you participate to the best of your ability. Stacy last night, remember I said that I told her to buy 1,000 rounds? She bought 2,600 rounds of 22 because the clerk didn't know about the rationing. She probably grabbed somebody from like furniture and said, hey, can you open up this cabinet for me? She got 2,600 rounds of 22, which we needed. I mean, we've only got a couple 22s, but I tell you what, they're good little utility guns. And knowing that I've got 2,600 rounds makes me feel pretty good. Pretty good. So, it doesn't matter what you have, as long as you use what you have. The fact that your paradigm, I don't know how far you've switched over, Minnesota Patriot, but you said you're recently awakened. If you get your mind in the right place, you're going to be okay as long as you figure a way to get out. The storyline that I was going to run today until I got confirmation was going to be your attitude is more important than your tools was going to be the theme of today's show. And maybe I'll just get into that. Your attitude is more important than your tools. There are so many cyber militia guys that have got really nice looking M4s and $200 rucksacks, and they got the best boots you can buy. But they don't have the right mindset. They've never trained. They've never prepared. But every patriot that listens to me, I hopefully you get it through your head. If you are a naked person in the middle of the woods, you should be able to survive if you have the right mindset. I don't care if you have a Swiss Army knife or a pointed stick. Your greatest survival tool is the mind and the brain and the ability to think that God gave you. Yes, Stacy is a good girl. I love her as my wife. I love having her. I love knowing she's got my back. I get emails from a lot of families out there that... Is it a moth? Dead moth on my... I get emails from a lot of men out there whose families aren't with them. And I pray for them. It's sad. It's sad. Let's see. Minnesota Patriot. Tactical clothing in a martial environment is asking for trouble above and beyond what you already will get. One needs to blend in with the sheeple. You know, that's a lesson we teach here a lot. I always tell people camouflage changes. To me, camouflage could be a pizza delivery guy uniform. Camouflage could be a three-piece suit. If you're going to walk among the sheep, like you say in your post there, you gotta sound and look like a sheeple. Bah. Bah, as Lou said over there. I got your mic up. You can talk anytime you want, Lou. But now is the time for vigilance and acquiring those last little things. I don't know how much time we have. I really don't. I've got one rifle I'm building right now.
6 minutes.
That I need. We had 6 minutes. No, not left in the half hour, Lou. Left till the fighting starts. I'm like, 6 minutes? Your mom's not even home yet. We can't start a war without your mom here. She'd be mad. And as soon as I saw this stuff, I said, that's it. I know I don't have the money, but I need to get a scope for the scout rifle I'm putting together. I need a long eye relief variable 3-7 power scope. I've had my eye on. It's only $40. And I checked our accounts, and I said, well, looks like I won't be buying steak or hamburger this week. We'll eat bologna again. Because it's more important that I have that rifle set up and ready to go. And yes, the mobile supply pods are coming, Warland. I'm glad that caught on. I love that saying, the mobile supply pods.
Coming to a town near you.
Yeah, coming to a town near you. I started using that back in the 90s. I don't know where I got it from. I'm sure I got it from somebody better than me. But mobile supply pods. My pastor always says, let your enemy be your quartermaster. That's it. And I've done whole shows on how to make sure that sucker's dead so you can strip him. You know, and not to take weapons off somebody who's just laying there unless you saw him fall.
Dead, Jim.
Yeah, unless that guy was just shooting at you. don't take his weapon. It could be booby-trapped. You know, there's all kinds of things. Leave the weapons lie. That's why it's important to have your own gear. And I don't have a lot. I don't want you guys to think that I'm a super trooper. I try to be as humble as I can bringing you this message. You saw me on the video camera. I'm overweight. I got to lose another, I would say, 40 pounds maybe before I'm to where my docs at the VA want me to be. We've got vintage rifles. We've got a couple. We only own one brand new rifle, don't we? Two if you count your sisters. My daughter has a, she's 9 years old. She has a single shot 22. Your mom's 22 is new.
Yeah.
The rest are all antiques and secondhand guns. I probably don't own anything that was made after 1960 myself.
What about the pistols?
Oh, my pistol is like 95. Your mom's pistol is 1960s. So, I'm doing the best I can, folks. I don't, you know, other than the food, you know, the long-term food storage, I haven't achieved complete secure, you know, complete optimization in any of my stuff. I'd love to have a couple AR-15s, a couple AKs, but because of where I live, I can't. I don't want to give them a, I don't want to give them a reason to throw me in prison. But things like this happening today, this may fizzle out. The new, you know, they may just go out to Fort Irwin and play Op 4 for the Blue Forces out there and just do some war gaming. Maybe they're getting ready for North Korea. Moving the Russians to San Diego puts them, you know, in a little bit better of a UN joint task force, don't they? Because I don't know if you guys remember this or not. It's the war's still on there, and it's still a UN event. Warland says, All I have is a 44 carbine rifle. Those are so cool. Is that the Ruger? I loaned one to a guy on the border, and he disappeared with it. I had that Ruger. It's called a Deerfield 44 carbine. Oh, nice little rifle. I know a guy that all he has is pellet guns. He hasn't been on the show in a while. I used to love having him call in and talk about pellet guns.
Single shot, though.
Yeah, single shot, though, but you take out a single sentry and then take his gear. You do whatever you're capable of doing. As long as you're not caught with your pants down and your mindset is right, Minnesota Patriot. Can I call you Minnesota Patriot? There's no reason to have fear. The fact that you're doing what you're doing, you're seeking fellowship, you're being diligent, you're not breaking the law. Breaking the law. I wish we had that song. We just play it every time. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Who was that? Metallica?
I don't know.
No, I can't remember who that was. You've got your foot in the right direction. There are people that are far more prepared than I am. You know, the common thing among patriots is they never show all their cards. And I know that there are people in my sphere of influence, let's say, that I talk to on maybe a monthly basis, that have hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. It was Judas Priest. Thank you, Rocky Hill. Heavy metal reference on a Christian militia show. That's kind of funny. What is all this blue stuff? But the point that I'm getting to is whatever you can do, you can do. You do that. Currency. I was going to talk today about silver and gold. I can't afford silver and gold. But I can afford lead and brass as my currency. So we buy what we can. You know, I mean, if I was going to talk about nickels, saving up all the nickels you can. Nickel is a precious metal, and they're like 75% nickel and I think 25% something else, zinc or something. But if you go around and collect up all the older nickels you can and put them away, nickel will be a precious metal someday, plus they'll have a coin value. I just came to the game too late, and I've never had the kind of income that I can buy gold. If I have 100 extra dollars at the end of a month, I'm buying ammo. So you won't hear me hawking gold and silver on this show, because that's something that people, if they had the ability to do it, they should have done it already. But how are you going to take a little gold bullion down to the market that's set up after a total collapse or during a war situation, and go, okay, I want to trade you a chip off this for, you know, everything you have? People aren't going to do that. You can't eat gold. You can't eat silver.
Unless now, you're really hungry.
You know, you can make bullets out of gold and silver, but, you know, that's not the. I'd rather you collect tire weights. You can melt down tire weights, you know, the lead weights on the tire. Old batteries, bust them open, make your own bullets. Forge them. it's better to convert your FRNs into the means of production, into tools, into tradable, tangible items that people go, oh yeah, that's a cool idea. Because when things go bad, and if we, you know, we stabilize in some areas, the lines stabilize, behind the lines there's going to be markets that are adjusted and set up. And it's going to be much easier to go down to the market and get, you know, three or four cats and a dog hanging down there that they've skinned and processed for you if you trade them a few bullets for it. You can use bullets. And as much as I hate it, there are certain vice items that are good trade. Tobacco, I'm not a big fan of tobacco. I've never smoked. I can't. When I'm around people who smoke, But it's a trade item. Coffee. Get as much coffee as you can, especially long storage coffee. If it's sealed in those Mylar or cans or something, coffee will have a huge value. Look at all, it's 5:30. Go ahead and why don't you cue the commercial? Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll be right back after this.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
Of the ground in just one day, enriched in the soil that feeds the land. A southern lad took a glorious stand, home, far away from home. 500 men, wounded and dead, they laid in straight lines, Iverson said. General Rhodes admired their courage. He said they fought and died like heroes, home, far away from home. When the sun goes down, and I wonder what they see when the mist rolls around, and I wonder what they feel when they walk these grounds. Raised by their loved ones, they came back to Pennsylvania for their sons. Buried in the ground, unembalmed, not much left but buttons and bones. Home, far away from home. Lieutenant Montgomery, after 35 years, walked Mr. Forney through these fields. He distinctly traced where the grass grew greener, the height of a dead man, Carolina blood. Home, far away from home. wonder what they hear when the sun goes down. And I wonder what they see when the mist rolls around. And I wonder what they feel when they walk these grounds. Deep in the ground, their souls lie still in the dark of the night. The mist they fill, drifting in the air of a northern land. These southern suns took their final stand, home, far away from home. Home, far away from home. Home, far away from home.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bum. We'll set roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention! Attention!
Government is
an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
facts. Jehu's.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, we are back. The show is not over. There's people in the chat room going, is the show over? No, the show is not over. Isn't it amazing that all, you know, we would talk about black helicopters, Russian troops inside the U.S. back in the 90s, and everybody said we were nuts? Even if I go to these places where there's intel stuff, there's people posting things going, oh, you people are ruining this. We're trying to solve this problem politically, and all you fanatics are talking about black helicopters and Russian troops. Well, they're here. We are by no means exaggerating. We are by no means making it up. And that doesn't mean that they weren't real then either. I'm getting a bad humming one here. What is that from? Let's see. Is that microphone? That's kind of weird. I'm not saying we're vindicated by this one event. Don't get me wrong. But for years, those of us on the... I don't even like to say patriot movement, because that, even that phrase has been taken from us. That's why I always say, those of us involved in the holy cause of liberty, because they'll never cease that, because they don't even want to... Nobody's going to say, I'm involved with the holy cause of liberty. Infiltrators will never use that. Movements like the Tea Party will never say the holy cause of liberty, because they want to distance themselves from Jesus Christ. What is that noise? Oh, it's the table. This table makes so much noise. It's a hand-me-down from a hand-me-down. And I'm not doing this to say, we told you so, but I'm just telling you that as these things unfold, as these things occur in reality, we... Oh, okay. Oh, you got that. So you must be from Facebook then, Minnesota Patriot. Thank you. We're not set up to take phone calls now. We'll probably be working on that tomorrow. I have to run a phone line back here because we're back in the deepest, darkest. We're like in a bunker back here.
The Taliban cave.
Yeah, we call it the Taliban cave, and there's no phone line in here, so I'm going to have to run a phone line. I may even just make a phone line and drag it back in here. Yeah, we are having the I told you so kind of a moment, but let's not, you know, I'm not jumping up and down and opening the champagne yet. I will have the I told you so when the trials are going on and Pelosi, Boxer, Reed, I could go on for hours, and all of them are receiving their punishment that the new court of the new nation that is formed will decide. That's when I'm going to – I don't even drink champagne, but I'll open a magnum of it with you and shake it and, nah, 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 we told you so. When we're loading the liberals up on barges and sending them to China or to England or wherever we'll take them, that's when I'll do the I told you so. But, yeah, I've seen over the years, and I've said, for those of you that have followed the show over the past several years, I can't believe how fast they're pulling this garbage. I can't believe that in the middle of the day, they're unloading Russian troops in San Diego for several days in a row. I can't believe that. That shows how little concern they have for us. That shows how little they actually fear. What is this message I have? I just got a text from Stacy. She's coming home with milk and chocolate. That's good. Okay, good. Tell her the chicken's done. Holiday camp for liberals, Minnesota Patriot says. Yeah, yeah. We'll set up some holiday camps. I don't know. When I was a kid growing up, I was a punk rocker, and there was a great Dead Kennedys song called Holiday in Cambodia. It was basically talking about stupid people who weren't paying attention to what was going on around them. Now, I'm not a big fan of the politics of the Dead Kennedys anymore. I don't like Jello Biafra, the lead singer. I think he's a faggot anyway. But that mentality struck a chord with me, and it stayed with me. So many people, like the three monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, they need a holiday in Cambodia. They need to spend some time in a third world nation to see what it's like once tyranny takes hold. Maybe then they wouldn't be so complacent in taking their handouts and eating at the trough of public services. Maybe then they'd be going around and saying, hey, do you guys hear where there's any ammo available? Here in California, ammo is scarce. And we've got a couple guys that live down in the valley. We're in the mountains, like I've told you before. And they literally, they'll take a couple days a month, and they'll drive around and look for all the ammo they can and call us. Hey, I'm standing here at so-and-so's gun shop. They got four boxes of .223 for, 40 rounds each for $24. You want them? Yeah, get them. And then he comes up, and we just distribute it out. Okay. I got your private message, yes. So I can assume where you're from there. So that's a good point. We see the stuff going on, like our friend Peter Hammond and what's going on in South Africa. The white Christians there make up 1% of the population now because they're being obliterated. There is a Holocaust going on against Christians and whites in Africa right now. So maybe I should say you need a holiday in Rhodesia, or former Rhodesia. So it's good that that people are waking up. Even if it's late, that's okay. But the problem is that 90% of the people will never wake up because they're in a handout-induced coma. They don't want to take responsibility not just for themselves but not even for their families, and that's pathetic. So you watch. There's going to be some spin on the news. People are going to be going, hey, why are the Russians here? And they go, oh, they're here to train with us just in case they want to be part of the coalition. They want to help out with North Korea. Oh, don't panic. They're here. They're our friends now. I can tell you what, I see a blue helmet driving down the road over here. I'm grabbing one of Lou's pellet guns. I'm going to ring that bell. We are already overrun. We're infiltrated. Our institutions, every institution has been perverted. If you know of any institution in America, and I'm talking about federal and private, but still upholds the desires, dreams, and intentions of our founding fathers and the Constitution, I want to know about it because I don't know where there's one.
Gizmatic Institute.
The what?
Gizmatic Institute.
The Gizmatic Institute. That's from Mystery Science Theater 3000, right?
Yeah, there's evil scientists there.
Evil scientists there?
Don't look you on the head and shoot.
Yeah, okay. No, they're not American. That's TV. That's a video, Lou. That's not real. But thank you for taking part in the show. I mean, I can't find an institution that upholds any American values or morals. Can you? I mean, I'm being serious. I'm talking about both political parties, right? I mean, let's start there. No branch of government. All the way down to Disneyland and private schools, Christian schools, I cannot find one. That if I walk up to them and say, hey, you're doing a great job, what do you think of this? And then they go, we don't want to get involved in politics. or they go the other way and they cater to sodomites and leftist agendas. Every one of our institutions, every one of our colleges, university, that in itself is a holy name. All of the original colleges, I tell you all the time, were started as colleges to put out pastors and preachers and godly men, and now look at them. Now we got traitors to the cause coming out of every one of the colleges, Yale and everything. Even Marvel Comics has gone over to the New World Order. You're right.
What about Capcom?
Huh?
What about Capcom?
Capcom? What's Capcom?
That's another thing. Like
comic Marvel. Thing? Yeah, you look at the messages they're putting in our kids' heads. Look at the things that they're doing today in the public cesspool system. Now, I don't like public school at all. Once they took school out of the homes and the churches, it was done. Our military. There is nothing left in America, the corporation. America, the corporation, all rights reserved, worth fighting for. There isn't. But in the holy cause of liberty, there is everything worth fighting for. I'm going to get back on track here. I've given you guys the intel information. Make sure you check out the intel report. Listen to that. Go there, download those, and listen to what Mark Kornke's saying about it. Let me see here. I got to go here, and then I go up here, and I go to the... There is no reason to be afraid because this stuff is happening. In fact, it should encourage you. Because the more they turn up the heat, the more they do stupid things like bringing in UN troops into the U.S., the more people will come over to our side, the more proof we have, and the one day closer to liberty we are. Now, I want to encourage you guys also to start going to survivalblog.com, survivalblog.com, and you need to get a copy of The Patriots if you haven't already. You need to read that book. You need to read all the essays that are here that people have contributed at survivalblog.com.
Study and give a report tomorrow.
Huh?
Study it.
Study it and give me a book report. It's due by tomorrow. let me find what I was looking at here. There was some really good stuff on this that I've gotten here. So many people that are late to the game. I want to make sure that you need to get rid of your fear. Our new listener in Minnesota, have no fear. You've made the right choice. You've come over to the light side. Not the dark side. You've come over to the light side. But I don't know where you stand with the Lord, but the first thing you got to do is pray. We got to pray every day about this cause. And you got to remember that survival is not about the things that you own or can buy or can't buy in our case. It's about your skills. The most important thing you can do now is have the proper mindset, people. All of you. Even those of you that have been in this cause longer than me. One thing about patriots I've learned is that we make a lot of lists. Lists of people we're going to go after and charge with treason down to things that go into our rucksack. We make lists, whether we write them down or put them in our heads. We got to make sure that you sit down with a calm, cool head. Do this. Don't do it in a panic. Make lists. Write things out. This holy cause of liberty is so important that it's not to be entered hectically. Look, that fly's going to answer the phone. Or hectically or out of fear or out of excitement. You just got to sit down and do it. Slowly. And exploit every resource you can. Dollar stores, secondhand stores, we talk about it all the time. Charities. What's it say? Okay. And you got to just not take anybody's generic list and apply it to yourself or your family, especially if you're not a lone person. Tailor fit what you're doing to where you are. Now more than ever, take a look. What season are we in? Have you rotated your uniforms? Is your vehicle fit for a long journey right now if it's a bug-out situation? Are your cars full of gas? Stacy just called and said because of what's happening, she's going to fill up her gas tank. Because now her car has become our bug-out vehicle, which I'm not happy about, but God will provide something if we have to. There's so many places you can start, and the first place to not start is not the Cabela's catalog, is not anything, you know, any website that sells all the gear. Don't start there. I mean, even though we desperately need people to buy stuff from us because we haven't had a sale in over a month, it's kind of weird. Maybe, you know, I don't know. It's just like suddenly, I don't know.
The show from on the curb.
Huh? Yeah, we're going to be doing the show on the curb if we don't sell something. Put together your water list. You know, where can you get water? Do you have water filtration? All that stuff. All the way down to the things that bring you pleasure, like the Twinkies people were talking about in the chat room. If you can afford, yeah, Lou, they're all mine. Lou, they only last 7 years, so you're gonna have to you gotta spread them out and don't eat them all at once, okay? And you've got to involve the family. It's really sad that I was talking in the last half hour that I know people whose wives are not on board, not on board at all. So right now, I want every one of my listeners, as soon as the show is over, if you can do it while you're listening to the show, get your weapon out, check it. Oh, we had a weapon. Lou handed me a weapon that was jammed shut. You know what happens if you leave a round in the chamber and the humidity changes? You don't have to say it. And I went to use it to check it before we were moving it because we like to keep certain weapons loaded around here for obvious reasons. Mountain lions, rattlesnakes, hippies, the census man. And I couldn't open the chamber on it. I had to use like blunt force trauma to get it to open. So there are things you got to look for in that. Check your gear. You know, I'm not perfect. I keep telling you that. I'm not perfect. If you can do nothing else, like I said yesterday, go down to the store and buy several bags of rice and beans and get some Tupperware and store them in their packages in there. Take this as a reminder from God, folks. They may be offloading Russian troops today to do a joint training mission to get us used to seeing them. Maybe that's why they're doing it in broad daylight. So, oh, yeah, Russians, they've been here a couple times before. They're good people. They bought me drinks down at the Gaslight District down there in Atlanta, whatever they call this, the touristy part of San Diego now. Don't be afraid. Don't approach it with fear. Look at everything as an indication to make sure your stuff's together. Now, for those of you that are new, especially our new friend from Minnesota, go to survivalblog.com and just digest everything on there. Go to our website, look at the lists, look at the resources, and just optimize what you have and focus your abilities. I'm not going to make this a show about lists. I mean, that's calling it in. But there's no reason now to disbelieve anything that any of us have been saying for the past two decades. I think we've been pretty much proven right, don't you think? Now what our job is... is to reach out to those that we think maybe now's the time to start sharing the information with family members and loved ones. Just give it one or two tries. Don't give up too much. Let's see. I'm reading about census questions in South Africa. Somebody sent me. Optimize this time that we have, folks, because we don't know how much time we have left. We don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do this radio show. We're running out of funds. We're running out of the ability to pay the electric bill. I can live without electricity. I can't do the show without electricity. But eventually the power will be turned off, and we're going to still keep doing what we're doing. So optimize every show that you hear of this. Optimize every single episode of the Dutch Jones Family Radio Hour, or 2 hours. And as we get ready, we're going to switch over to Liberty Tree here at the top of the hour. I show 7 minutes before the top of the hour. I know the delay is a little weird there, but be thinking of these things that need to be finished, need to be completed, or need to be started right now. And don't take on tasks that are too big. Now is not the time to go, oh, I need to go build a mountain hideaway and put a bunker in. It's too late for that. What you might think is like, oh, I need to go up to my mountain property and put a cache. Along those lines. Do anything that you can do that is fiscally available to you to procure the items for survival. even in small amounts. Even if all you can do is muster a week's supply of food, do it now. The troops are in San Diego, folks. Russians are being offloaded right now as we speak, and we don't know where they're heading to. I'm waiting for more contacts in the militia movement. Unfortunately, my Southern California militia contact is in another state right now preparing his hideaway. He's being diligent. In fact, during the break coming up, I'm probably going to call him and say, guess what? You got Russian troops in your backyard being offloaded. What do you know? He's been like, oh, no. It's probably better that he's away in case something does go down. Now, all this stuff going together, each little piece in itself is a little, you know, I don't know what they're trying. Now, what are they thinking? But if we back up a little bit and look at this, they're getting ready for something. They're getting ready to take a big move, not a little move, a big move. So get your bug-out bag as you listen to this show. Go through it. Make sure nothing broke open in the backpack. You know, make sure you have enough cash on hand after the show to go fill up your gas tanks. We're not sure when or how it's going to happen. Hey, Scotty, shouldn't you be on your way to church right now? I see you in there in the room. I'm broadcasting your show on my Bay CB in Yates County, New York. Good for you. You're not the same Scotty I thought then. I thought Scotty 38 was one of our neighbors. Thank you. That's cool. You have the permission to copy, duplicate, and send out this program. So it's nice to know I'm being heard in Yates County, New York. We have brothers and sisters all over this country right now that are involved in the holy cause of liberty. And if every one of us heeds the Lord's warning that was just put out today, whether it's just them testing the water by bringing UN and Russian troops en masse to our nation, or this is it. And I could kick off tonight and never be able to do this show again. The most important thing you can do is stay calm, stay focused, think about what you're doing, and act wisely in the Lord. And I'm just trying to get your mindset, because when we get to the next hour, because the intelligence report is all over this. They're talking about it. So I'm not going to probably talk about this in the next hour. I may reference it, because I'm not going to try and duplicate what somebody like Mark Kornke has done. So we're gonna play some music, and then we're going to come back right after the top of the hour. I'm Dutch Jones. You're listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program on the U-Broadcast server, and on DutchJones.tk, and on MySpace, and also on a CB up in New York. When we come back, we'll be on Liberty Tree Radio. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back.
And our smiles will beam and glow when those bad old foes we fought for years finally fall from one last blow. So don't give up on hope too soon, girl, before this day arrives. Just heave a sigh and try to dry all these teardrops from your eyes. Cause there's still time for me and you. There's still love to see us through. There's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose, girl, to lose these blues, and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old friendly fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. It's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over.
Whenever I stop and think about the many times we faced impossible odds, when the hopelessness and despair felt so intense that we didn't think we could hold out any longer, yet time and again we were given the grace to overcome those odds and the courage to keep fighting the fight. What it proves to me is we've got angels watching over us, girl. So if we can just keep our hope alive for a little bit longer and keep on believing in the promise that the truth will one day set us free, then there shall be a glorious future awaiting us. For I've read the end of the story, and it's not over until we win.
Yeah, now there's still time for me and you. Oh, there's still love to see us through. Yeah, there's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose now to lose these blues and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old smiling fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. Cause it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over, child, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. Until we win, until we win, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. Until we win, until we win, until we win.
Government.
There is rebellion in the wind.
Without a gun.
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Obey me! Obey me!
Like the other rolling 6 pounds wheeling.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new
attention!
World order. A new world order.
Attention!
Is an emergency! Repeat! An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going
to
call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for...
That's Joe's
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
I was waiting for Lou to play something funny, but I guess he's not getting done. Hey, don't have nothing funny to play. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. I, for the moment, am Dutch Jones. We come to you live Monday through Friday on DutchJones.tk and Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Liberty Tree Radio, which we are now up on for 1 hour, our second hour. We're very thankful and honored to be on Liberty Tree Radio and all the other outlets and mirrors and places that it gets transmitted. In the last hour, somebody chimed in the chat room and said they were transmitting us up in New York over a CB. That's fantastic. As soon as we get stuff set up here, we're going to be doing around-the-clock 24-hour FM broadcasting here. Right now, we're and let's make sure it's still running. Let me see here.
You can pay me to carry it away and the dish.
There you go. That's the Intel report right there. We run it on delay, of course, because we can't feed it. We download it and play it. We play all 4 hours when available in the afternoons under 93.3 FM here in Cahuilla, California. You're like, what? What was that? Did he just cough? No, Cahuilla, K-A-W-E-A-H. We are located at the front gates of Sequoia National Park in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. We're about 40 miles due east of Visalia, California. You know where that is. And we're at about the 1,000-foot level, so we're not really in the mountains, but you can see them from here. We've got large peaks around us of about 2,000 to 3,000 feet. It's a beautiful place. It is a survivalist, I wouldn't say heaven, but The one thing we do have here that causes a problem are the gophers. Other than that, I can't complain. We got water 24/7. We got lakes. We got streams. We've got wild game. We got wild boar.
Wild
deer. Well, the deer aren't so wild though.
Wild cats.
Yeah, wild cats. I'm watching one right now go across the front lawn. Seriously, when you ate that, you couldn't tell that was cat?
That wasn't cat. That was chicken.
Yeah, I told Lou I made chicken today for dinner, and he ate it. He scarfed down a whole chunk of it, and he doesn't believe it's that. You know, you haven't seen that other cat around.
What other cat?
The other one.
Which one?
The one that you just ate. That's the one you haven't seen.
So we
try to do our show here with a Christian militant worldview. Now, the last hour, of course, everybody's talking about it. They talked about it on the Intel report, the Ruskies and UN troops being offloaded in San Diego. I've called some people not in San Diego because my San Diego contact is in Idaho right now. So I'm sure if he was down there, he'd be giving us live call-in reports over the cell phone. That's another thing. We don't have a phone hooked up in this room. We have moved our studio to a more secure location. We don't have a phone line in here yet. And maybe we'll work on that and see what we can do. So we'll do what we can. California is a diverse place. Somebody's saying it's a pity you have to be in California. Well, we got the Mexican border, which is south of us at about Bakersfield. Everything south of that is Mexico. And those of my friends listening down there, I'm not saying it to insult you. It's not your fault the border got moved. But just so you know, that's where we consider the border now. Central California, it's beautiful, a lot of oaks. If it wasn't for all the oak trees, I'd feel like I was back home in Colorado. If there were more pine trees, you got to get up a little higher to get the pine trees. But we got live oak, white oak, all kinds of oak. I don't even know all the names
chocolate
of it.
Oak.
Huh?
Chocolate oak.
We don't have chocolate oaks here, Lou. He's still on the Twinkie thing. The thing we're talking about, the long storage of Twinkies. But we're doing everything we can to reach out to people. If you are anywhere near our area, Cahuilla, California, and you want to come check us out, come on a Sunday. Go to church with us. We're one of those wacky Christian militias. I'm still getting email. Oh, you sound like the next Hutari. And I'm like, well, thank you for the compliment. Please call again. You know, they're trying to insult me. And I'm saying, no, we're the TCAC militia, the Church at Cahuilla militia. We just, the initials are easier, TCAC, because people go, Kawhat? Kawihu? Kawhere? It's an Indian name, a Yokut Indian name for the sound a crow makes.
Kawhia!
So, you know, we're going to be the Kawhia Rifles or something like that when we get our company up to company strength, that is. What?
Uh-huh.
No, that's the quail. Yeah, the quail was, I do that when we shoot quail. They make some stop and look at you. Yeah, quail doesn't instill a martial attitude, though, Lou.
The church at, uh-huh.
Well, we could say, you know, we're the quail militia. They'll think we're devotees of former Vice President Dan Quayle, or who's the guy now, Stephen Quayle, the alien guy that's on shortwave now. So we do what we can. And somebody's saying, I bet there's a Fed among you. The Feds are everywhere. We've had lots of Feds come to our church. How do I know you're not a Fed, Lou? How do I know you're not really a 40-year-old smoker, and that's why your growth is stunted? But, yeah, we don't live in fear about that. Let the Feds come. We don't invite them. But if they're going to come to church, they're going to get a big, solid pounding of the gospel and some U.S. history, some American heritage history.
And a hammer.
And we won't use the actual hammer till later. We'll let them leave with just a verbal beating. But that's what we do here. This is an outreach for the church. This is an outreach for the Patriot movement in general. We have a lot of people that are in my chat room, and there's a couple new people in there I see. We have a guy, Minnesota Patriots, in there. He says he's just getting started in the Patriot movement. And on yesterday's show, I said a few things about it might be too late now. Well, it's not too late. I just said it might be too late. So there's still time before the curtain goes up and this whole thing kicks off. We don't know why those troops are in Southern California. I know they're not there for me. They're not there to better the American cause. They're not there to instill liberty and give back some gun rights and some civil liberties here in California. So they're probably up to no good. You know, unless they turn and march on Sacramento, which, you know, would be a bad thing because they wouldn't make it. I don't care how many armored car vehicles they take. Minnesota Patriot, I can't watch videos. Kind of tell me what that video is you just put in there. Is that confirmation video or something else? Is a teacher... L.A. teacher call for revolution. Yeah. Well, we're in occupied territory already. We don't even have to worry about U.N. troops and Russians. We have La Raza. We have Mecha. We have MS-13. We have El Nortes, the Serranos. We're already surrounded with invasion troops. So I'm not going to live in fear because some Russians are landing, but I tell you what, I'm going to be on the lookout for them, and I want to know where they're going. But we've already got occupied 5th Column troops here anyway. Just Google the Fresno Bee and look at all the violence that's going on. A lot of it's Hispanic on Hispanic, and I hate using that word because I think Carter invented it. But Latino on Latino violence. Don't they know they're killing their own people? It's their own blood? But there's inner war going on between them for crime territory. That's what keeps their skills up. Although their skills are pretty sucky. I mean, just watch any video on YouTube of how they do their, you know, their stuff. But that doesn't mean that they don't have elite troops. Like the Zetas that go around doing enforcement hits. Or the higher-ups in MS-13. Don't let that go unnoticed. As the newspapers excuse their violence as a cultural reaction to just their oppression that we whiteys have pushed on them. I get sick of the... You know, I have to read a lot of popular media to get my mindset going for the show every day. And last night I was up till about 4 in the morning because I get these bouts of insomnia and I was just reading all this stuff. And it's just pathetic how they excuse away all this violence and this terror that they impose upon us. By crime and by birth rate, they want to take over the American Southwest. Well, quite frankly, they've already gotten Los Angeles. And I have a lot of friends and a lot of listeners down in that area, and I know it. And it's sad because I just think it's, to me, it's kind of like knowing that you've got friends behind the lines in a full-on heated shooting war. That's how I look at my brothers and sisters that are down south of Bakersfield. I encourage them, hey, when the stuff hits the fan, get up here. Make sure you've always got a full tank of gas. Make sure you've always got an extra 5 gallons to get that extra, you know, miles, depending on what kind of car you have. You thought MS-13 was the latest Microsoft operating system, Warland says. That's funny. Yeah, MS-13, new for Windows. Dee-doo. Or however they do that. Dee-dee-dee. I'm not musical, so I can't mimic their... Yeah, dun-dun-dun. But, that is the only time I get sad in the cause. When I think of all the... Especially when we were taking calls from people. I don't have a phone in here right now, but... Well, I have a cell phone, but I'm not going to hold it up to the microphone. Why don't you hit the vid cam so people can see what state I'm in after having like 3 days of no sleep. I do worry about our brothers and sisters that are behind the lines, but it's their choice to stay there. I made the choice. Actually, no. God made the choice for me to come up here. He rearranged my life in such a manner that I left the cesspool of the L.A. Basin and came up here. And we did acknowledge the Lord in that. I don't pretend that it was my choice. I shouldn't do that. It was Him kicking me in the head. I had a bucket on my head, and He's just kicking me. And said, take that bucket off your head and go do what's right. And a lot of sacrifice. I've sacrificed a lot to stay where I am. Oh, that's fine. Scotty38 is in New York. I don't know what part of the state of New York, but he's broadcasting us on CB. And before the hour switched over, I asked him, how are you getting the audio into the CB? And he just tapes the mic. I used to do that when I was a pirate radio guy when I was 14 or 15. We'd do that with CBs. We would literally just tape the microphone open. And then I took the mic apart one day, figured out how to put a little audio jack in the side so I could plug it in and do it that way. But CBs are good, but the CBs I always had would burn out if I tried to broadcast for more than 20 or 30 minutes. But I guess if you've got a good CB, I had a President Grant. I still have one. It's actually back over there somewhere, and it needs to be repaired. I need to get it down to the repair place. But CBs, we talked about that yesterday. Don't do away with them. Wow, look at the backlighting on that camera. I had Lou turn on the camera. Hi, folks. Okay, you can go ahead and turn it off now. I just want the backlighting from the window is pretty good. You'll see all the gear behind me. I got CBs, I got power supplies, I got microphones of every different type. I got some weapon stuff. I've got some power supplies that people have thrown out back here that I think are used to electrocute people. I got a 2 kilovolt power supply sitting over here because we know that when the grid goes off, We're going to have to go to shortwave, CB, all that kind of stuff. We'll generate our own electricity. And people should have crank-up radios or solar-powered radios, so they'll still be able to hear the message. We're going to go more local when that happens, to be honest with you. That's the plan. You know, we'll have shortwave maybe an hour a day to reach out to other patriots across the nation, you know, like 2 in the morning whenever conditions are right. You know, I don't always understand all that stuff.
The chair is against the wall.
What?
The chair is against the wall.
The chair is against the wall. Yeah. My ears are made of chocolate. We'll be sending out codes like that, you know, over shortwave, so, you know. Or we could do it like Terminator 3. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance. That'll be the voice I use. I'll be like, I'm Dutch Jones. I'm a haggard warrior. If you can hear my voice, send me some chocolate. I mean, you are the resistance. You know.
Coke bottle, a swallow of water.
A Coke bottle. We need some soda. Lou will get tired of pedaling the bike, but I won't get tired of watching him pedal the bike, Warlin. He'll be cranking that generator up. In fact, he doesn't have to do it during the show. I'll just have him charging up banks of batteries, and he'll be pedaling away. John, Dutch has a long mustache. Not today. Didn't you see the picture? I've got I haven't shaved in like 3 days, and we're going to church tonight. That's okay.
You look like a mess.
I look like I live in a van down by the river. Which is pretty much what I do. If it hadn't been for the janitor's closet in the library here at the church, we'd all be living down by the river. Uh-oh, I got to sneeze, guys. Should I fight it or let it go? It's gone. The moment's gone. I lost a sneeze. Oh, man. Where do lost sneezes go? I don't know. But, folks, it's the thing I want to focus on, and I want to encourage you guys, go to survivalblog.com. Those people listening on Liberty Tree Radio are probably going, well, yeah, we know where that is. Well, my listeners at DutchJones.tk, you broadcast Facebook and MySpace, and now on CB in New York, probably don't know about survivalblog.com. And I heard Mark on, was it last night's show? I think it was last night's show. I was listening to a replay of it. You got to go out and get Patriots. It's been revised for the day that we're in now. Make sure that you get a copy of it, sit around the fire, read it out loud to your kids. That's what we're going to do. It's mandatory reading at our church now. If you want to be part of the solution, you have to read the book. It's a great primer. I've heard Mark Kornke say primer. It's a great pre-read before you put your boots on the ground. It gives you some good ideas. You an idea. It's in novel form. It's not a manual. It's a novel manual. What would we call that? An annual. It's an annual. But it's a good thing to get. And subscribe to survivalblog.com. Because honestly, he puts it in better format than I ever possibly could. And, you know, sometimes I dance around the topic because I like to hear myself talk. He just gets right to it. They have the lists that they have on there. People are always asking me, send me lists. Well, you can get every list for everything that you can imagine there at survivalblog.com. And depending on what the motives and intentions are of these Russians and UN troops that are now on California soil, you might want to double-check your lists. I told in the last hour, you know, make sure your car's got your fuel in it. Make sure your weapons are ready to go. I mean, where we live, we've got loaded weapons all over the place. This was kind of a little reminder. I think God did this to get those of us that may be getting a little, what's the word, complacent. I mean, everything's happening at 5 times the speed that I thought it would. But still, I was getting into a little rut there, and it was nice to have, you know, get a bunch of emails. There's Russians in San Diego. And they're like, uh-huh. So, you know, it was nice to get that and to have people go, check this out. Take a look at this. I had a really good thing here I was going to talk about, and I forgot where I put it. That's what happens when you do 10 things at once during the day. Let's see. Maybe this is it. There's a great thing on survivalblog.com if you have babies. A lot of people forget that. You know, they pack all this long storage food and endurance stuff, but they forget that they're going to have a toddler coming around, you know. So it's good to look at that. That's on their front page. I'm just looking through it right now. Hopefully everybody goes there if you're not there already. Okay. I guess I can't find it. There was some good stuff in here. Different things to do. But if you're listening to this show, you're already putting, you know, at least you're either way beyond what I'm talking about, or you're putting your foot in the right direction, or you're somewhere in between. I know that's kind of a catch-all, but that's what I believe. That's exactly what I believe. Stacy, my lovely wife, who's coming home right now in the car, had the opportunity yesterday to buy 2,600 rounds of 22 caliber hollow point. She swooped in. She got it. They weren't all hollow points? Well, then I'm going to have to beat her when she comes home. But 2,600 rounds of 22 long rifle ammo. Now, for those of you going, well, that's no big deal. I got 50,000 rounds. Here in California, we're rationed. We're only allowed to buy most of the vendors only let you get three boxes
a year.
No, per purchase. And the other thing is where I live, and this is kind of, you know, you guys are going to say, well, that's what you get for living in California. Everything east of Highway 99 where I live, you can't use lead ammo. We have to have tungsten or solid brass. I don't know what, you know, shoot gold bullets. We're not allowed to have lead bullets. And being found in possession of lead bullets here is like plastic a major bullets. Fine and all. Yeah, they want you to shoot plastic bullets. And that's all to save the condor. Because what we're doing is we're out shooting rabbits and squirrels or deer with lead-based bullets. And we're leaving the entrails out there when we, you know, when we field dress the game. And then all these condors that I've never seen, and people that have lived here for their entire lives have never seen a condor in our area, swoop down, eat the entrails, and get lead poisoning. Well, because of that, they banned lead bullets in this corridor of tyranny that I live in. So it's ridiculous. So when we find lead bullets, we buy them, because a lot of places just won't sell them anymore. And they don't have an alternative. I don't know of a 22 long rifle round that isn't lead or, you know, copper jacketed lead or however they do it. Yeah, I know they make plastic rounds. I've seen those. But that's just another form of the tyranny here in the nanny state we live in. And, you know, I make jokes about Southern California and the border being moved to Bakersfield, but really the whole state, the entire state, with the exception of probably the top third of it, is just ridiculous. But we're on the front lines here for a reason. God put me here personally. I believe that with every inch of my soul and faith. And, boy, people are already coming early for church down there. Wow.
6:20.
Interesting. I guess it is already 6:21. Boy, time flies when you do a fun radio show, doesn't it? Huh. It does. Well, you're not having fun, are you, Lou? He's still mad about me serving him cat and telling him it was chicken. Yeah, he gets upset. They'll probably have CPS come on over. Yeah. But we stay here in California because this is where the fight is. And that may be more true than we know if they're offloading UN troops. Well, we know that it's a confirmed fact. But I'm sure that... the intelligence report talked far more about it than I need to talk about that, but so we'll move on with other topics. Boy, it's hard for me to get motivated today after I opened up my email and there's all this stuff about UN troops raping and pillaging in San Diego, and I got all excited. It turns out they're just unloading them. But that's the nature of intel. Never believe the first few minutes of intel. Stay calm, wait for the rest to come in, you know, and confirm it by... confirm sources, don't just, because a lot of the stuff I got was from people I don't know, you know, just people sending me emails and links to videos. Yeah, you know, but the guy, if you know, if one of my regular listeners calls and he sends a picture in, then I'm like, yeah, but it's Murphy's Law. Right now my bug out vehicle is down. I need to go get a brake line, and we just don't have the money to buy the brake line. I mean a whole brake line from distributor. From where all the fluid goes into, I'm missing the word. The master cylinder all the way back to the rear axle. What are they talking about in there? You're smirking, Lou.
The chat room.
Yeah. Let me stop the feed here. I'm using up way too much. Let's see. For vamps, need a stake and a hammer.
You said you need to hook up with vampire hunters. They sure have silver 22 rounds.
Yeah, silver 22 rounds. But it was just another reminder that even those of us that are prepared need to keep our mental acuteness and awareness up and be looking for stuff. You know, last weekend was a pucker factor for us up here, because I told you guys that they had all the federal agencies and state agencies up here looking for Hell's Angels to hassle, and then we were collateral damage. They were hassling the locals, just trying to get a few fines in there, write a few tickets so they can justify their purpose being up here. But in the reality of it, you're just as likely any day of the week to be harassed by the meter maids with guns on the freeways. So you should always be alert, should always consider yourself undercover. That's one thing I try to instill on people here, because we have a lot of people that when they get out in public, and if you're listening, I'm just going to use you as a teachable moment. We've got some good people at our church that like to wear BDUs and T-shirts that say, you know, screw the New World Order and all that kind of stuff, and go around the malls and shopping and doing their daily business. To me, we're in a state of war. Why would you wear your uniform when you're sneaking behind enemy lines? No. So why do that now? You know, I like wearing camouflage. I grew up wearing camouflage. I like BDUs. I'm wearing camouflage right now. If you saw the brief video, don't do it again, but the brief video stream that we put out instead of the pyramids, which were up a minute ago. We have to be wise. When we walk among them, we have to blend in with them. You're not going to, I mean, like I was telling in the first half hour, I need people in San Diego to find out where these Russians are recreating and go buy them a drink or two. Loosen them up. Talk to them. Welcome them to America. You know, put a little glasnost out there. A little, what is it, American hospitality. Learn what you can from them. You show up to them and you're wearing, you know, BDUs, you know, that are faded and some T-shirt with some anti-government phrase on it. They're going to be like, uh-huh. You're not going to get any information. And that's how we have to be 24-7, folks. I know it's stressful, but that's the way it is.
What about at night?
24-7. When you're asleep, you need to be thinking of the cause. He's like, what do I do at night? Just don't sleep. Don't ever sleep. Sleep is for wimps. So sleep when you're dead. I had a sergeant used to tell me that. Power outage at Wrigley Field, Rocky Hill Ranger is reporting. Aw, poor baseball people. And I don't know why you're saying screwdrivers, but I carry wasp spray in the car as a less lethal alternative. It shoots 20 feet. It's blinding. It's not permanent. And I don't like to carry a gun when I go down the hill, even though I'm an advocate of everybody should have a gun on them. The only time I carry weapons is when I'm part of the security detail for certain people that we go out in public with to speak and stuff. When I'm just going down to get some beans and stuff, the weapon is in the trunk, locked and unloaded. So we do what we have to do to blend in. You know, and you're saying, well, that's funny coming from a guy who comes on 5 days a week and talks about, you know, putting politicians on barges and sending them out to sea, and if they sink, they sink. Well, I've made that choice to hide behind the facade of Dutch Jones. There is no Dutch Jones. You know, there's no real name. That's why I can't somebody said, you need to go after Nicholas Arthur at First Amendment Radio because he's still using DutchJones.com. I don't own the name. Oh, Russian screwdrivers, it's a drink. I didn't know that. By the Russian screwdrivers, I get it. We have to start thinking more like warriors and less like potential sheep. And that may insult some people. Oh, I've been a warrior my whole life. Okay. Everybody can step it up a notch. Are you really doing your 100% for the cause? Are you really doing everything you can do to protect your family foremost? Are you doing everything you can do to support people who are out there taking the risks? Are you sending money in to the intelligence report, to Liberty Tree Radio, to this cause? Even if it's just $2 to $3. Are you going out and getting stuff for your family? Are you seriously, have you got protective masks yet? Have you got mop gear, chemical gear, whatever you civilians want to call it? I still call it mop gear. People go, well, is it something a janitor wears? You got something cute? So right at 6:30, I want you to just start playing the music. Okay. We all can step up. I let my vehicle get laxed, you know, but who knows when you're going to get a pinprick brake line. There are unforeseen things that you should be able to handle right away. We all lax. I am not, like I said in the last half hour, a super trooper. I told you we were moving weapons around the building this morning. And I keep loaded weapons. An unloaded weapon to me is a club. So I keep all my weapons loaded. And one of our Mini-14s, the round had swelled in the chamber. I hadn't checked it enough. So I fall short. But the fact of it is, I don't let that stop me. And I don't lie about it.
I've seen that happen to other Mini-14s.
Yeah. It's just happened with my M16 in the Army, too. If you don't do a chamber check a lot and cycle the rounds and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, they swell in the chamber. It used to happen to me when I was really poor, and I used to use Wolf ammo. It would happen a lot. I used to have Wolf 223 Wolf ammo, and I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm just not a fan of Wolf ammo. I know guys with SKSs that say they're awesome, but let's see. Oh, I'm getting IM'd on different websites for different T-shirts. I'll have to save those. I mentioned T-shirts, and everybody's sending me their favorite T-shirt. But this is a wake-up call, folks. I honestly think that the reason those Russian troops are being offloaded is to desensitize us to them being here. Because they did it in broad daylight. They're doing it by, you know, San Diego. Southern California is full of international facilities. You know, they have training facilities. There's all kinds of stuff in San Diego. They may even put them on the border and say, look what we did. We brought them in. They're going to train on the border. You know, it's desensitization of the sheep. However, for us, we should look at it and go, really, what are you doing? Go ahead and just start rolling the music. We're going to take a break here in a little bit. I'll adjust the volume and leave it straight where you need it. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff, some things, some items, some stuff. I want to thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Make sure you visit the webpage, dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk, if you like what you're hearing. Drop us a line and tell us so. And we'll be right back after this break.
No, they never did defeat us.
You're not turning it up, are you?
No.
They're dirty, politics, and cowardly blockade.
Then you get a commercial to play after it, and then the intro. Okay. Hear me?
Yeah.
Then acknowledge me when I give you a command.
And we hadn't any shot. We hadn't any money to buy what we ain't got. So we rode our worn out horses and we ate them plain cornmeal. And we licked them where we caught them with southern guts and steel. Well, we sunk the ship at Sumter and we broke her plumb in two. And we showed them bully Yankees just what we aimed to do. At a little creek called Bull Run, we took their starry rag to wipe our horses down with, and I ain't here to brag. Well, there aren't as many left of us as rode out at the start. And then there are the weary, weak, and body sad of heart. We fought a fight to tell about, and I am here to say, I'd climb my horse and follow Marsh to hell come any day.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention!
Attention!
This is an emergency.
not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Bats and Jones, Bats and Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I was waiting for you to play something else. Okay. Well, yeah, it uses up too much CPU to play the weird sound effects. Well, I'm back. This is the last half hour. I'm Dutch Jones for now. There'll be another Dutch Jones when I'm taken out. It's kind of like the Dread Pirate Roberts. There's always somebody to take my place. There is no real Dutch Jones. It's just a movement.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost. I'm just a ghost. Wow. I just downed a chunk of cheese before I came. One of those 50-pound cheese whales. We're trying to nibble it down in here. But, yeah, as before we went to the break, we were kind of surmising what those troops might be used for in the chat room. They're going to claim they're probably here to train or maybe use them for security. And somebody said, you know, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Put, I think Olima said it, put foreign troops on the border to keep foreigners from coming in. And the truth is they'd probably be here to make sure that the terrorists are coming in. I don't know. I really don't know what they're here for. I don't claim to know what they're here for. But the fact of it is that we've got U.N. troops on American soil is just disgustingly wrong. But I hope they got good gear, because we could always use the gear, right, guys? Mobile supply pods, let's not forget that doctrine of guerrilla warfare. We'll do what we can to resupply those that don't have anything by giving them our second and third tier gear. But if there's something new coming off, one of those new Kalashnikovs or one of those new AK-74s. I don't know what the Russians are using now. Maybe I should, but...
Dragunov.
Yeah, maybe get me a Dragunov. Don't they know that those kind of weapons are illegal in California, but yet they're letting the Russian troops come in?
Mosin-Nagant.
Yeah, they're all going to be armed with Mosin-Nagants, Lou says. That's fine. That's really funny. Folks, thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio program, whether you're listening on Liberty Tree Radio. See, I've gotten used to saying it now. I don't say the other one. Or you're listening to it on one of the many outlets, or is it Upstream?
Ustream.
Ustream, iStream, we all stream for Ustream. I would check into that. I actually got an account over there just in case as a backup. It's actually called Dutch Jones Second Stream or something like that. Right now, we don't have the bandwidth to use it, but if something happens, we could jump over there. You can get 20 people to listen for free. I don't think we have 20 people in the chat room right now, though.
We got 12.
12. So that might be an alternative if we don't get any funds raised to pay the bill this month. Maybe we'll switch over there and do it for free. I don't know. More problems for people listening, though. I don't know how hard it is to listen to Ustream. I didn't have any problems getting in there when I was listening to the streams coming from... Liberty Tree Radio. But now, I just want everybody, you know, we don't have a whole lot of information on what's going on out there with these UN troops in California. I've received emails from people in Minnesota. We have a Minnesota Patriot in there. Have you seen any Ruskies running around? Let's see. Nothing in the email right now. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where they're going. It doesn't matter what their purpose is here. The real problem is that they're here in the first place. So we've got to use it as a wake-up call. Check your gear. Check your stuff. You know, just to reiterate what we've been talking about. Some of the things that we're doing up here right now, we're going through all of our long storage food. And I'm not talking MREs. I'm talking our granaries.
Twinkies.
Now, if we have a granary that's full of winter wheat and all that,
Twinkies.
And Twinkie, well, we have Twinkie somewhere, but follow me on this one. We have another storage thing that's nothing but pinto beans. Wouldn't that be a beanery? If we have grains in the granary, I'm serious here, shouldn't we call where we keep the beans the beanery? So, no Ruskies, but large guard deployments, largest since Second World War. Yeah, that's what's going on in Minnesota. They're doing all the stuff. Oh, let's see. Do you have an address? Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Okay, we're going back here, going back and forth. This is great. I'm getting like tons of IMs. It's the most audience participation I've ever had on a show. Maybe it's good not to have a phone line. Okay. Thanks, Ed. Ed's telling me that Ustream has a little few problems, but you can fix those with a good pop-up blocker. People are asking me. I got two IMs just now. Give out the... physical address. We have a post office box. If you would like to send a donation to the Dutch Jones cause, then, well, it's everybody's cause, but my little slice of life of it, it's post office box 3131. That's post office box 31, Cahuilla, California. That's right. I'll spell Cahuilla for you. K-A-W-E-A-H. K-A-W-E-A-H. And the post, the zip code is 93237. 93237. And what we're going to do here is if you send us any kind of donation, it goes strictly to pay for the electric bill, the bill for the bandwidth, not for Taco Bell. Somebody say Taco Bell. Oh, I asked the question, what do we call the building we store our beans in? They said Taco Bell. No, no. but, yeah, back to that. So we're checking our gear. We're checking our stretchers. We're even checking the body bags to make sure rats didn't get in there and chew through them. This is stuff that we normally do anyway, but in the last few weeks, it just seems there's something in the air, an electricity, something that is it's palatable, but I can't put words on it or to it because there's something going on. It's hot up there. You had to break out the fan. Wow, we've got some of the best weather ever here, Ed. It's we actually have springtime. It's been cloudy and hazy. This time last year, it was 104 degrees. So we're getting nice weather here in California. It's temperate, the way it's supposed to be. But we'll do the most we can with whatever resources we have, and that's all that we can ask. I heard Ed talking the other. I think it was last night. Yes, well, it was for you yesterday, but for me it was last night. Talking about how you go to the 99-cent store and the cans are getting smaller. And as the cans are getting smaller, their value is decreasing. I mean, I found that going to the dollar store where you buy a can of SpaghettiOs for a dollar, I go next door to the grocery outlet and they're 88 cents. So some standard savings stratagems aren't working anymore. Secondhand stores are still pretty good. There's a couple of them, like the chain ones, like Salvation Army and Goodwill, they're going up on their prices. But the little mom and pop ones, the ones done for churches and stuff like that, I can still get good stuff there. We still get boots and vests and, cold weather gear for pretty cheap. So, don't stop doing that. But the dollar store thing is turning out to not maybe be the best bargain. It's getting to the point, and is, I don't know, is Jaws of Life in here? No, Jaws of Life is not in here. The coupon route is the way to go. Oh, here comes Mom. Look, we see Mom coming up the driveway. Quick, put the rifle down, Lou. It's Mom. It's your mother. Put the gun down.
I won't have a gun.
Oh, that's okay. And you won't get a gun. But whatever little bit you have, use it. Use it for the cause. I would rather stash away some bland, boring food now than have nothing a year from this time after the shooting starts. Because everything is being compressed. They're pulling off more things quicker than I think they even plan to. Something's got them spooked. They're picking up their schedule. Who's they? Well, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the Zog. I don't buy into any one specific conspiracy. I think they're all involved in it. No, I can't take callers right now. The room that we moved into, Ed, doesn't have a phone line in it. We thought it did, but it doesn't. So we've got the cable I'm looking at here. We got to run the phone line and drill a hole in the wall and do all that stuff. So we'll do that probably in the next couple of days. But, yeah, we can't take callers right now. So the chat room and the email right now is how you communicate with old Duce. El Duce.
El Dutch Jones.
El Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones. How would you say Jones with a Mexican accent? He is Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones. Because I got to learn to speak that because the border keeps moving farther north every day. As we give away concessions to our step child nation of the south of us.
So,
actually a spool of phone line would be good. The wire that I was going to use was going to be category 5. I've got some cat 5 wire here left over from the installment for the stuff, so I don't know if that would work, but a spool of phone line would be cool. We don't have any of that around here. It's only, if I paste it off, maybe 130 feet from where the phone box is, and I'm just going to go over the roof down underneath the eave and drill a hole in the wall and stick it through. I'm not going to do anything fancy.
How many feet are in a pace?
How many feet are in a pace?
Yeah.
Depends on whose pace it is. It's like how many inches in a league, all that stuff. How many stones?
How many kilometers?
Dutch yawns? Dutch yawns. Hello. Mom's here. You better be bringing the chocolate. All right. We got milk and we got chocolate. Oh, yeah, I'll just use the Cat 5 then, Ed. Thanks for telling me about that. I didn't know if it worked. Yeah, the colors are so... There's so many different options on it. And I may even use it since there's 8 leads in Category 5. You know, because I think you need 4 for the phone line. I may do 1 as a phone line and then do 2 as like an intercom for the front door or, you know, triggering device for something else if I have to, if you know what I mean. Maybe put a video camera over there on the other side of the building so I can see who's looking around over there. And just stick a monitor back in here. Cat 5, I'd never really messed with it before now. So it's a good cause. Hello, sweet pie. Just remember that we're going to run out of here right at the top of the hour. So in about 15 minutes, I got to disassemble the soundboard because we need it to use for the Sunday school lesson. So we'll disassemble the soundboard and we will run out of here. There will be no one to take a call. I only need 2 per line. Okay, that's cool. We'll see what we can do. I'll have all kinds of phone lines in here. We'll have the red phone.
A green phone,
a blue phone.
The red phone.
Yeah.
The red phone. A microphone. Of death.
We'll do, yeah, the red phone of death. Whatever it goes off, I know we're in trouble. So anyway, we're talking a little bit. I'm not going to go into detail because the intelligence report covered far better and deeper than I could. We now have UN and Russian troops in San Diego. I was waiting for Stacy to go, oh my God! They've offloaded the boats and they're running around. And if you're in San Diego, drop me an email. Send me a picture. Go buy him a drink and say it's on Dutch Jones and find out what they're doing here. A Russian screwdriver, somebody said in the chat room. I don't even know if that's a real drink. I know what a black Russian is.
A white Russian.
Or white Russian, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See,
yeah,
I messed that up.
Black Russian, white Russian, and screwdrivers.
You would know.
Yeah,
I know
Mom
I
would
know.
I guess she used
and
to...
some other drinks.
Were you a bartender when you did hard time up upstate prison?
No.
You snorted. I made you snort.
I liked to drink when I was younger.
Okay. Yeah, we're thinking about the field phones would be good. We could hook up with the Cat 5. I'm having like 3 conversations at once here, and I apologize to the listeners. But you got to get in the chat room to see what's going on. You can go to UBroadcast, type in Dutch Jones, one word, DutchJones, and you can jump in the chat room. And we don't even know what's going on in the Liberty Tree Radio chat room because we can't open any more stuff here with our limited bandwidth. It'll cause dropouts. It'll make us fall apart. Let's see here. Let's go back here. There was some stuff that I did want to talk about. I had a whole show plan, and then I started hearing stuff, getting all this stuff about the issues with the troops down there in San Diego, and it made me go, hey, I got to stop this. Let's see. No dancing in the radio studio.
I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, you'll tell me later? Did you get a monkey for work or something? They give you an assistant monkey to help sort the mail? Let's see. Where did it just...
I was like,
it's
we are blessed.
Okay, I'm glad we're blessed. It's good to be blessed because I've been kind of depressed here because we've been having stuff break all day. Let's see here. This one. Excuse me, guys.
I'm not going to have someone charge on my card now.
What?
Remember...
Oh, you found some stuff. Yeah, we keep getting attacked.
I canceled it. That's the only thing I could do.
You canceled your card?
Did you
know who made the charges? This is the third time in a year that somebody's got a hold of our credit card or our ATM numbers and used them. So I don't know if Stacy's staying up late at night doing the porn stuff where you have to use your credit card or something.
I just used it at a couple gas stations.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but some people are always able to seem to get a hold of our stuff. Well, that's bad. I hope you got cash out in case you need it.
Yeah, I got
money. Okay, good. That's the problem with having a digital society. We can't do that. I got something here from Jaws of Life. The thing that I was going to talk about in this quarter hour, you know, the quarter's part of the show, this half hour, was going to be what's going on over in the Mideast. I like to look at the globe globally. I mean, if we get in a vacuum and we just check out what's going on in our own backyards, we won't see the things that are going on. Of course, we have the saber rattling that's going on in the Korean Peninsula, but don't take your eyes off the Mideast quite yet. Benjamin Netanyahu is going back to meet with El Bongo again, which I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one. I'm no fan of Israel, but Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't seem like the kind of leader that would take crap from a poser like Barack. So they're going to meet in Canada next week. And some of the things you're going to talk about is the new equipment that we're giving them. We're going to be giving the Israelis 2 new multi-mission corvettes. These are very small. They're bigger than a PT boat, but smaller than a destroyer. And they're going to arm him with air defense capabilities. Oh, the chicken's in the pot.
Okay.
If you want some chicken. The creation of the world's first air defense Corvette.
The chicken's in the pot.
The chicken's in the pot. That's a code word. The chicken is in the pot. John has a long mustache. They're going to just load these things. Yeah, she's all going, party on the beach, party on the beach. She's walking away. You can tell we listen to Cornkey here. They're going to have a fleet of independent air cover for the first time ever. They're going to have these mobile Corvettes. Those of you that are Navy folks, you can kind of maybe chime in the chat room, tell Lou how big they are. But another thing that we're sure they'll probably pay a price for them, but you know it's subsidized by our own government. Now, the Israeli Navy is hoping to acquire the Miko A-100s built by Blohm & Voss, a division of Germany's ThyssenKrupp Marine Systems. Aviation Week is predicting that Israel will purchase the latest stealth version of the vessel known as the Miko CSL, which can be adapted to meet Israeli requirements for versatility. It has sensors and deck space. Now, the CSL Corvette, noted in the trade publication, can be rapidly configured for different missions. The Miko CSL is 108 meters long. It's 354 feet, so that's actually bigger than a PT boat, with a beam of about 21 meters and full load displacement of 2,750 metric tons. Propulsion is by a combined diesel and gas water jet system, so it's a giant jet ski. It can stay in the water for 21 days. The vessel is fully crewed by 75 soldiers, so maybe it's a little bit smaller than a destroyer. It is expected that Israel will arm these vessels with the, and I love the name of these, the Barak 8 Extended Range Air Defense Systems. Those are coming from Israeli aerospace industries with a name like Barak. In addition, it will carry more missiles than the current Class 5 ships that they're using, and will be able to mount the Elta MF and then MF Star 360 degree phased array radar system. And they're also going to have anti-submarine weapons, and they'll have a helicopter on board. They're gearing up for something to go on with Iran over there, right? Syria, all of it. If we touch off something with North Korea, there is no way we can delink the Mideast from this. And that's my opinion. I know people are going, well, what do you know? You're just some radio host guy. Israel never lets anything get by without exploiting it. And if we're all focused on fighting over in the Korean Peninsula, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the plethora of other little countries that we've got troops in that they don't tell you about. Yeah, I said you had a plethora of nations at war. I don't even know what plethora means. And you've got Netanyahu coming over here. He's probably not looking to get rubber stamped, but to inform our phony president that, hey, this is what we're going to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're stepping up our abilities. And it's going to go off. They want to start World War III. Think about it. How many times has this nation been in huge, huge depressions and recessions, and they get out by triggering some kind of stupid war somewhere? Boy, I almost shut down everything. Keep your eyes on the horizon. And we've got to not forget about all the other theaters of warfare that are going on. Right now, everybody's going, look what's going on in San Diego. Look at the guard troops around the country that are being mustered for something. Well, we've got to keep our eye out there politically also on the global scale. This thing could be set off by nothing that happens within inside the U.S. borders. If Israel starts attacking her neighbors or triggers them to attack her, because I don't think any war in the Middle East hasn't started without Israel first doing something behind the scenes, and that goes all the way back to their inception, 47, 48, it's going to have huge detrimental effects on us in this nation. The minute Israel starts killing people over there, they're going to start sending human bombs over here. Somebody's put, Dutch, we're only works to get us out of debt if you're making stuff in the U.S. That's true. We don't have an Ed just said it only works to get you out of debt if you basically have an industrial base to wage war. We don't have an industrial base in America anymore. We've shipped it all overseas. But what they'll be doing by starting a war is that we'll supply the manpower and the FRNs. We'll be paying China and everybody else to make the equipment for us, and we'll supply the warm bodies, which will do what? Lower our unemployment rate, put all the young people in America to work for who? For the military. So that's a good reason why it might not work this time. Maybe that could be the reason. It could just be to diminish the population. But every time we've been in a major depression, they've activated some type of military conflict. Or these little flare-ups around the globe. Look at the 70s. Central and South America and Africa. You know, the Cold War was heating up all over those continents. But you're right. We don't have, one, the moral character that our forefathers had. Two, the industrial base. Or three, the GNP to fund another war. So what will it do? It'll break us. It'll bring the whole house of cards tumbling down, which is probably their plan. Oh, here comes Jim. Hopefully. Not driving my car, though. He didn't fix it. If you guys want to get ready to go down there, because we're leaving in like 5 minutes. Okay. So what we're going to have to do, Lou, we're going to have to strip down the soundboard, grab it, and run down there. So
field strip.
Field strip the soundboard. So whatever war is waged in the Middle East will be done upon the backs of the American taxpayer. So that's another, you know, you got your physical warfare, your spiritual warfare, but let's not forget that third point there of financial warfare. To impoverish America even deeper and to take more wealth away from us, they're going to have to start another front in this war. And this is going to be one of those things. People go, do you think this is World War III? Sure, why not? Do you think during World War II they kept saying, look, we're engaged in World War II? No, that came later. When they look back in history, they said that was World War I. They called it the war to end all worlds. This is the war on terrorism. But 50 years from now, if any of us are still around, it's going to be called World War III. Because that's what we're engaged in. And it could get a lot worse. Yeah, Lindsay Williams told us about this. Just about everybody out there has predicted it. And I don't like predicting things. I follow trends. When you trend history, the only thing different now from even the last century is that the compression time, the time compression, they're doing everything quicker and faster and sooner. So that's what, you know, I didn't really hit all the topics I wanted to. This was kind of a loose show, but that's the right of a, you know, the just internet radio. I don't have to. Every show can't be the best and most informative. I keep saying it's a modern-day campfire, folks. We're just sitting around throwing stuff. And, you know, once I get the phone back in here, you guys will be able to have your input verbally.
Roasting
but
digital marshmallows.
We're roasting digital marshmallows, Lou said. But the fire isn't digital, right?
Oh, yeah.
The fire's digital, too? Wow, who knew? One thing, Minnesota Patriots saying we should buy Russian camo so we can blend in. That'd be funny. But then, my luck, if I got Russian camo, some other Patriot would shoot me. So I'm not going to mess with that.
Try and take your ruble.
Yeah, try and steal my rubles. Where are my rubles? I'm told that the ruble is actually gold-backed. So if we pick up rubles off these dead UN soldiers that are running around, can we exchange them for gold? I need some new photos. I'm not sure. Oh, Lou's the computer that Lou is using. The photo, he's just using stock photos from there. It won't let us put up what I wanted to put up was our training photos. So he needs to work on that instead of sitting around all day. So we'll make sure he gets that. Or landmarks in the U.S. There you go. What photos do you have now?
The pyramid, though.
Well, why don't you change it? How long has the pyramid been up for?
I don't know.
That's pathetic. It's been up since 1823.
Has it?
What? Yeah, it has. It's been up since 623.
Well, it hasn't been up all that time. I've been changing it.
No, you haven't. Yeah. Don't lie to me, boy. Don't make me beat you with this chunk of cheese. I'll hit you with my 5-pound cheese wheel. There's my cheese right there. So, Lou, get the music rolling. So as we end our broadcast day, fellow Dutch Jones listeners, I want to thank you for listening. Definitely want to thank you for your input. I want to encourage you to keep emailing me at DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com. I want to encourage you to help out the cause. Send us some FRNs. Go to DutchJones.tk. DutchJones.tk, and you'll see there's a post office box there. There's a PayPal system. You can send FRNs. If you're sending FRNs, wrap them up. I got an envelope somebody cut open and taken the money out. So I don't even know where to leave this. I feel like I could do another 2 hours of just talking to you folks, but I have to go to church and I have to videotape a sermon. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave you with some music. I'm going to leave you with my closing statement. The sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but victory belongs to the Lord. May God bless you. May Jesus bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick to who lead us, who lift us and heed us. We stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must lead America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America back.